Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, and also welcome to week two of our June Ladies Month segment here on the Dirt Show. And I will be joined by late model driver Jenna Johnson. We'll also hear from my friend Johnny Parsons III and the Mid-American Renegade Sprint Car Series, Chris Shevlin from Shevlin Enterprises, and our old friend Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
The USAC Nationals return to Houston Speedway July 8th through the 10th. Fans leaving last year's race said best race of the year, and one race you can't miss. Don't miss your chance to see the top USAC midget and 410 non-wing sprint car drivers in the country. Tickets, three-day packages, and camping on sale now at USACNationals.com. Follow at USAC Nationals on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for the latest updates. See you in Brandon, South Dakota, July 8th through the 10th for the 2022 USAC Nationals.
The Wagner Brothers online-only machinery consignment auctions is open for bids. Tractors, trailers, grain handling, tillage, and harvest equipment, hay, straw, and livestock equipment. Check out this great variety of clean, well-maintained equipment. Call JJ Wise today with any questions at 641-420-7355 or see jjwiseauctioneering.com to register to bid. Lots begin closing on Saturday, June 11th at 10 a.m. Sell today the wise way.
Toner's Lake Karting Facility offers dirt oval karting at its finest. Hot laps start at noon on Sundays, followed by great kart racing from rookies to pros. Admission is always free, and pit passes are only $5. Come out and enjoy some exciting, safe, and fair kart racing at a well-organized facility. Toner's Lake Karting, located northwest of Waseca in a beautiful rural setting next to Toner's Lake. See tonerslakekarting.org for more details.
For 50 years, reuse and recycle is not a new concept to us. Miskin Auto Parts has been recycling your old vehicles since the Beatles were still together. Just call us and we'll send one of our friendly drivers right to you and haul away your old retired vehicle. Scrap prices are up, so it's a good time to clean up those unwanted vehicles and get money in your pocket. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at miskin.com. Miskin Auto Parts, in God we trust.
Bulldog Coatings specialize in concrete coatings as well as concrete restoration repair. Hi, I'm Todd with Bulldog Coatings. Our coating systems provide a durable finished floor that is both easy to maintain and adds value to your home. The unique patented Bulldog Coatings are not limited to just garage floors. They can be used for interior flooring as well as pool deck, patio, and sidewalk applications. Our systems can be installed in as little as one day and year-round. We are a locally owned family business ready to serve southern Minnesota. Visit us on Facebook or call us for a free estimate. 837-9773. Let Bulldog protect your floors.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has almost 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, call the professionals at Altenburg Construction at 888-435-2210 or see AltenburgConstruction.com.
Welcome back to week two of June Ladies Month here on the Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by late model driver Jenna Johnson. And Jenna, carb trouble hit over the weekend, but you managed to salvage a transfer spot in the B main and make it to the A main, but that can be frustrating.
Yeah, it definitely was. We went out for hot laps and my car just wasn't running right, so when I pulled in, we started tearing things apart and got it fixed.
Many race fans have watched your father, Todd Johnson, race late models for years. What are some of your favorite memories growing up before you were also driving at the racetracks, or some fun nights in the shop helping Dad?
Just growing up at the fairgrounds, which is no longer there, which is so sad to see. We raced Friday night, every Friday. That's where I was. My mom worked nights, so I had to go with my dad. I didn't have an option.
Wow, what a place to grow up. We had the opportunity to see the very last race at the state fairgrounds in Des Moines, and what a cool facility. It's so sad just to see it sitting there idle.
Yeah, and that was like about 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, that they tore it down.
When and how did you get your own start in racing?
So So I grew up, I mean, my dad's raced late models since I was born, so 30 years, and I grew up around it, and I never really had an interest. I played sports all throughout school. I graduated high school, and then I think I was 19 or 20 years old. I just woke up one day, and I was like, Dad, I think I want to race. And he was like, well, you're going to race. You're going to race a late model. And I'm like, really? You're not going to, like, put me in a go-kart or, you know, a sport mod maybe? Nope. Just went right into it.
The first time we saw you race was a few years ago. A friend, Marty Pringle, was involved with the reopening of Sports Park in Fort Dodge.
Fort Dodge, yeah.
You and your dad showed up with your late models. What are your memories of racing at Fort Dodge?
Oh, I loved Fort Dodge. I wish they still raced late models there. It was a good track. It's a good track to learn on.
It seemed like you were running real well there, but it also seems like that surface is pretty sandy being down there in the gravel pit, and you were getting a lot of grip.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually finished, I think, in the top 5 points there at the end of the year. So I did pretty good.
I'm an old school race fan, and open trailers are just plain cool. Both you and your dad tow to the track with open trailers. Fans must love seeing you go down the road because a late model on an open trailer, they must be hooting and hollering and waving on the way to the track.
So I just bought another open trailer this past couple months, and my dad was like, well, let's get an enclosed trailer. And I'm like, no, I want kids to be able to see my car. I want girls to be able to see my car and, you know, show it off. I don't want it just sitting in an enclosed trailer and people drive by and be like, oh, I wonder what's in there.
That is so important, I think, especially for your sponsors. And also, people, as soon as they see the car, they go, where are they racing tonight? And it brings fans to the track.
Yeah, I agree.
When I spoke to you off the air, you mentioned Independence, Harlan, Vinton. The history of late model racing in central and southern Iowa is just incredible. What is your favorite track and why?
I would have to say Independence. I run really good there. I like the banking. I like the track surface, the crews there. They always put on a good show, and they always get us to have a good track. I would have to say Independence. I was supposed to race at Vinton this past weekend, but with the rain, they canceled. So I have yet to be able to race at Vinton. I really like Harlan. I like what they did with making the track smaller. But I think for right now, Independence is probably my favorite track.
Another historic track for Iowa late models is West Liberty. While you were there, you had the opportunity to get some advice from one of the best in the business, Gary Webb. What did Gary tell you?
So I never raced at West Liberty before. And at first I was like, oh my gosh. I went out for hot laps. I came in and I was like, Dad, I want to go home. I hate this track. I did not like it. It's a fast track. So we were pitted right next to Gary, and he was just, get behind me and follow me, and you'll learn some stuff, which was really, really good because he is the best out there.
One of the interesting comments on a recent dirt show, we had a driver go from years in a street stock to switching to a limited late model, and he was shocked at how quickly things happen in a late model, how quick the steering is, how quick the car responds. It's got to be fun when the car's running good and you're out there just having a blast.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Racing with your dad, to be able to do something you love together, has to make for some very, very special experiences.
Oh, yeah, until you run into each other. That is not a good thing, because then we have to ride home together, and it makes for an awkward ride home.
Let's expand on that comment. When did that happen? I want to hear this story.
Oh, I remember racing at Webster City one night, and I started ahead of him. Now, you have to get the story from him, too, because my story is different than his story. So I remember him, he was going to make a pass on me on the inside, and I say he didn't have enough room. And It didn't happen, clearly. We wrecked both of our cars, and it made for a very long ride home.
I'm sure his excuse was he was trying to move you up the track gently.
Yes, that's exactly what he says.
You also don't mind getting your hands dirty. You know your way around a late model and how to get the car ready to hit the track.
Yeah. I think it makes for a good racer to know in what and how to work on your car. Then you know what to do next, or this track's this way. What can I do to my car to make it this way, you know, make it faster? I'm always learning. I'm still learning. I learn every day when I'm working on my car something new.
I think the sign of a good driver is the willingness to listen to somebody else or try something new.
Yes, yeah, for sure. I get a lot of help from a lot of guys around here. If I have a question, I can just go either message them or go up and talk to them. They are very, very helpful.
One track you race at that I really know nothing about is Adams County Speedway. Where is Adams County Speedway, and what is that track like from a driver's standpoint?
So Adams County Speedway is in Corning, Iowa, and I have never raced there until recently, I'd say about a month ago. And I actually had a lot of fun. It's a bigger track. They put on a good show. They are NASCAR sanctioned, but they ran the bragging rights late model rules. We had a lot of fun out there.
Not only do you manage to race multiple times a weekend, you also hold down two jobs.
Yes, they do. I manage a bar and restaurant in my town that I grew up in Mitchellville, and then I also work at a nursing home, and I go to school too.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's definitely rewarding.
The bar restaurant you manage, Tavern 36, is also a sponsor on your race car, and the pork tenderloin sandwiches that they serve look like it would be worth the drive down.
Oh yeah, they're the size of your head. They're really good.
Another place we've seen you and your dad race is Hamilton County Speedway in Webster City, Iowa, that you mentioned didn't have a good outcome one night. Loved that track. What a beautiful place to race down there by the river.
It is. We used to race there weekly. Now we race there. They're doing like a 6-show series this summer for the super guys that we're going to try to hit every show. We race there actually June 11th.
Is there a late model series that you are currently running with, or are you just going to tag on to some of these few week series?
Just a few week series. We're going to bounce back and forth between Harlan and Independence on Saturday night. I'd like to try to go to Dubuque on a Sunday. It's just kind of a far drive for us and when we have to work on Mondays. But I'd like to try to go out there and see what it's like. I've never been there before. We're going to try to hit all of Vinton shows when they race late models. I think it's about 4 or 5 times this year. And the Webster City shows.
Those Webster City shows are going to be great because late models on that track are just a blast to watch, especially for the fans in the stands, watching them come rocketing out of turn 4 and down the front straight. You guys are moving out there.
Yeah, it's a fast track. It's a good track to learn on, though.
Talk about your trip to I-80 and the Cornhusker Classic.
That was last fall. I don't think I ended up making the show, but I've never been there before. They have a good program going out there. It's sad to see that they're going to close after this year. I'd definitely like to get out there again, though.
What current rules or sanctioning body are you running your late model under?
So right now I'm bouncing back and forth between my IMCA rules. I can run with the supers. I take my restrictor plates out. I can go over to I-80 and I can run with the bragging rights late models. So it kind of just depends on what show falls on what night, where I'm running, what I'm doing. But it's nice that I could have the option to go run with the super guys, or if I wanted to go to the SLMR series and run one of the shows with them, I can. Or I can go over and run with the bragging rights late models over at I-80. It gives me a bigger option to run with.
One of my favorite racing quotes ever is yours. I know what heartbreak feels like. Blew a motor. I've talked to many drivers about that. Your heart just sinks. You know immediately it's going to be costly.
Yeah, so it wasn't last year. The year before that, I blew my first motor at Harlan. And I cried the whole way home, I think. My dad's like, it's going to be fine. We'll get it fixed. And I said, no, this is like my child. It was going to be fine. But, oh, yeah, that feeling is just like, dang.
I think what hits you is the reality of I might not be able to do what I love tomorrow night or next Friday night or next Saturday till we get this thing fixed.
Yep, that's exactly what it was. And then we bounced back to the idea of we were thinking about getting a crate, which we ended up just rebuilding my spec motor anyways. So it was fine. I got it back. We were back to the track, I think, the following week anyways. So we get our motors done out at Carl's Customs.
You also have a dog with the coolest name. Talk about Chassis.
Oh, Chassis. She's such a good dog. She's a red heeler border collie. She goes everywhere with me. When I got her, I obviously had to name her something racing related. So I was like, I'm going to name her Chassis. She loves the races.
Does she come and stay down in the pit area with you?
Yep. Yes, she does. I just hook her to the trailer and she just lays there and she'll watch the races all night.
Iowa Wines. How did you score them as a sponsor? Because that must be the best partnership ever.
Actually, the owners live in Mitchellville. So Mike and Rayanne. Rayanne's husband comes in here, and he was actually the one that approached me and was like, we really want to support your racing career. And I was like, kind of caught off guard, honestly. They are great people. They're the greatest. They're great people.
So any personal recommendations for fans that are listening that maybe want to go to their local liquor store and say, hey, can you get this brand of Iowa wine in?
Oh, my goodness. They have every single Iowa wine they have. Their store's out at Valley Junction. It's a really cool store just to even go and visit. They're always, always sampling stuff. My favorite is probably Rustic River.
Who are the other sponsors who help you out at the track or at the shop?
So Tavern 36, Wines of Iowa, Larry Fleck and Son Trucking. I've known them growing up for a very long time. Tony and Christy Northway, Dynamic Drivelines Mike. He helps me out a lot. Anytime I get in a bind, I can just shoot him a message and be like, hey, I need this fixed. Hey, I need a drive shaft. He gets it. He's good. He's great. Illinois Racing Supply. I get a lot of my parts from them over in Illinois. My parents, I can't thank them enough. My dad and my uncle, they bust their butts during the week to work on my car because I work two jobs. So pretty much Monday through Thursday, I'm working 16-hour shifts.
Another interesting thing I discovered is we actually enjoy vacationing in the same place. About the first 30 years of my life, every summer, we were always up in the Brainerd Lakes area, and one of the places we always visited with the kids was Nisswa.
Oh, yeah, the turtle races.
Absolutely.
So I grew up, we have a cabin that sits on Lake Horseshoe.
That's a great fishing lake.
Yeah, it is. That's what we do. We go up there and we fish all week. We get to go up there about two times a year. It's a family cabin. My great, 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 great grandparents built it. I've been going since I was born. But yeah, we go to Nisswa every Wednesday for the turtle races, and we always race our little turtles.
What a small world. The person that does the Dirt Show website and does a tremendous job, by the way, one of his favorite lakes to fish is Horseshoe Lake.
It is a great lake. It's nothing like down here, that's for sure. It's probably the best lake to fish on.
A company called Local Legends created some great new racing gear for you for the 2022 season.
Yep, Aaron, he designed a shirt for this year, and it turned out really good, actually.
If fans would like to follow your racing schedule, where you're going to be, you and your dad, so they can come out and watch, or if they'd like to get a hold of some of the new 2022 racing gear, what would be the best way to do that?
I try to post my schedule on Facebook. So following me on Facebook would be definitely the best way to follow my schedule. Buying a t-shirt or sweatshirt this year, you can get it at locallegends.com. And whatever shirts I do sell, actually, part of the proceeds go to A. Hines 57 Dog Shelter, which is really great. Other than that, you can just follow me on Facebook.
That is really incredible. I forgot about the funding for the dog shelter. That's pretty neat that you're teaming up with them.
Yeah. So it was actually Aaron's idea. He said, let's make racing fun again, which I think that's what it's all about. No, I was on board with it 100%, and we were like, let's donate to A. Hines. I love dogs. I love animals, and it's a really good thing we got going on.
You work two jobs. You go to school. What is your goal for racing in 2022?
My goal for 2022, definitely learning more. I got a new car. Maybe having a couple top 10 or top 5 finishes would be awesome. I'd like to travel to more tracks this year for sure. Tracks that I've never been to, maybe even out of the state.
Jenna, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us here on The Dirt Show. And good luck in your late model throughout the 2022 season. Can't wait to see you at one of the local Iowa tracks.
Thank you. This was awesome. I'm glad you had me.
Whether you're at the worksite or the trailhead, you need an ATV that goes above and beyond the expected. With the power and performance to work harder, technology to make every job easier, and a time-tested promise of quality and dependability. When duty calls, you need the 2022 Honda 4Trax lineup, available now at Trimble Cycle Center in Austin. Then you'll learn how life is better on a Honda ATV. For riders 16 years and older, Honda recommends that ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
When one of your appliances breaks down, you need help, and you need it fast. Contact Sorensen's Appliance Service. They service the entire Cowes listening area. Their employees live in our community and sponsor area racers and softball teams. Sorensen's Appliance Service. People you know that will get your appliances serviced with trained technicians. Contact them today, 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coatings offer a scientific process that uses heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme powder coatings can deliver multimedia blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and super durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Visit extremepowdercoating.net for more information. Extreme
powder coating. Whether you're running for the checkered flag, blasting on the strip, or cruising in the boulevard, you want crisp plow response and reliable horsepower. Byers Engine Service offers a full machine shop that can completely machine and rebuild your tractor, race car, or streetcar engine and put some life under your hood. No gimmicks, just horsepower. See ByersEngine.com or call 507-282-5586.
Medieval Chassis has been the leader in better engineered stock cars and modifieds for almost two decades. They are now going to become the center of all things mod light in the Midwest. Medieval Chassis will be the go-to shop for all parts in store, online, or by phone for this up-and-coming cost-conscious racing class. Summer 2022, Medieval Chassis will have their mod light platform in action. Kicking off the new endeavor, Medieval Chassis and Cow's Big Deals will be auctioning off a 2023 mod light roller valued at $12,000 in October. Watch Facebook and see MedievalChassis.com for more details.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's newest exhibit is going to be our track tribute to Ascot Speedway and will run from May through September this year. Our track tribute to Ascot Speedway will feature 8 of the historically significant race cars that raced during Ascot's heydays of dirt track racing on both the big half-mile track and Ascot's quarter-mile track. Also, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum will feature several racing videos and interviews that took place when Ascot was still in existence, with many of our National Sprint Car Hall of Fame inductees from California and the history of their careers shaped at Ascot Speedway. You can expect to see and learn more about these drivers' accomplishments and Hall of Fame careers at the Track Tribute to Ascot Speedway this May through September at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. So if you're a West Coast Slide 'em In Sprint Car fan, you won't want to miss our Track Tribute to Ascot Speedway this May through September at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by my friend Johnny Parsons III, promoter of the Mid-American Renegade Sprint Car Series. And Johnny, let's start off talking about the Mars Sprint Car Series. One afternoon a while back, we spoke to each driver in a series. What a great group of veterans to help mentor the new rookies for 2022.
Yeah, thanks, Klein. We do have three or four rookies this year, which is kind of interesting because only one of them is over the age of 25. We have two rookies that are actually retirement age, so it's going to be an interesting year.
And you know, and I know, our hair is starting to turn white, so when you're talking 25, they're young.
Yeah. People still say, oh, and you drive? You know, because I guess I don't look like I'm 25 anymore.
The series kicks off on Thursday, June 16th at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa. I'm excited, the fans are excited, and even the other drivers at Kossuth County Speedway are excited. I don't think they've had non-wing sprint cars there since Dick Forsbrook and Jim Edgington raced there about 50 years ago, so this is going to be something for the fans to see.
Yeah, I'm excited to be there, and I know that the track's excited to have us there too, and I hope the fans are excited, and I think the other drivers are too, so I'm looking forward to it. Looks like an interesting track.
Yeah, we drove down there and checked out the track, and it was interesting watching you and how you approach looking at a track and what you're looking for and talking about the banking and the straightaways. It's kind of neat to see it from a driver's perspective.
Yeah, you know, I had to take that in a different view as both a driver and a promoter. We were looking at the safety aspect of the track, which is something you look at as a driver also, but you know, how we're going to get the cars on and off and what kind of help we're going to have to do that. And the type of safety facilities they have and the wall construction and that kind of thing. And then you're looking at, okay, the banking and the type of surface it is. And I'm thinking, what kind of gear am I going to need and stagger am I going to need and that kind of thing too.
The very next night, June 17th, you're at Dirt Show Night at Chateau Speedway. Mark and Annette have done a great job bringing that track back to a top-notch racing facility.
They have, and they've been really good to work with, you know, and they're glad that we're there, and we really like the track, too. The first few races we had there, the track didn't suit our needs, and we ate up some tires pretty good, but they really turned it around, and the last year especially, they gave us some really good racy tracks, and we had a blast.
I could tell you guys were having fun out there because all the slicing and dicing between the sprint cars, it seems like everybody could see the smile through their helmet in the grandstands.
Exactly. And it was a lot of fun because we get back to the pits and everybody's taking their helmets off and high-fiving each other and saying, yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had a great time. And, oh, yeah, who won? You know, because it didn't matter. It was just so much fun slicing and dicing, like you said.
You end the first three-day run at Jackson Motorplex on June 18th. You seem to have that track figured out because you won the 2019 Mastel Brothers Touring Series there at Jackson. What are you telling the rookies? You giving them any clues for setup?
Yeah, we got to help the rookies out quite a bit to help them out, come along, and for everybody's safety too. But Jackson is it's really an incredible track. The facility's awesome, and it's maybe the only actual sprint car track in the state, other than Arlington also. But they really cater to the sprint cars, and it's a lot of fun. And it's, like I said, I won the championship, but I haven't won a race. I haven't been the best there each night, but I was consistent and know how to finish a race. You know, that seems to be important. But, yeah, you know, they've got a good high side, a good top side, and the good bottom side of the, you know, the low part of the track. And then the cushion is always really fast, too. So it really makes for great racing there.
And that's a great comment because that's came up many times on the Dirt Show.
to win a championship, you do have to be consistent. That means a well-maintained car and run up front. And you also have to finish, because if you're not there at the end, what does it matter?
Yeah, you know, and luck comes into it a bit too, because there was a few guys that probably should have won that championship but got taken out for one reason or another, and for some reason that year things fell in line for me, and I had a pretty consistent year.
Also on the schedule, a visit to the historic Howard County Fairgrounds Speedway in Cresco, Iowa on Thursday night, June 23rd. Love that place. That is a cool track.
I have raced on it once shortly after I moved up to Minnesota, and that was with the Open 360 with a wing, and I'm anxious to get back there. I remember it was a pretty fun little track, and I've heard a lot of good things about the fair and other drivers that I didn't know back when I ran. The one thing they said, oh yeah, I love that fair, it's a great fair. So hopefully everybody's looking forward to going down there too, for more than just a fair, you know, for the racing.
Also, it's got the cool old wooden grandstands that just brings back a lot of memories, and the ivy growing along the fence. It's just a cool place.
Sounds nice, yep.
The series will also run Cedar Lake July 1st and then again August 26th and 27th in conjunction with the World Outlaw and UMSS shows.
Yeah, you know, that's a regular UMSS night, and we've added it on our schedule just to add some more variety to the list. And the other Cedar Lake shows, there it's what the UMSS has called the Traditional Challenge, which, being part of the UMSS as we are, started off as primarily in the central part of Minnesota and western Wisconsin. But they've spawned off a little bit to gone up north to the northern part of the state, and also over further into Wisconsin and then to the Dakotas. And now we've got our series in the southern part that we're trying to grow also. So this is kind of working in to be more in more of a national type of event for us, if you want to look at it that way, where we all come together and compete against each other.
The series will run twice more, July 15th and August 18th at Chateau Speedway. Return to the Kossuth County Speedway in Algona on August 18th, and the Jackson Motorplex on August 20th. Plenty of opportunities for fans to get to see non-wing sprint car racing here in southern Minnesota.
Yeah, you know, and Chateau is really convenient. It's a nice location for us. Back to Jackson, and the Jackson show is actually a joint show with the UMSS group. So there should be a good car count there, and I know a lot of those guys like that place too. So we're looking forward to that.
John, you also have a great Facebook page so people can keep up with the Mid-American Renegade Sprint Car Series.
Yeah, you know, I'm not the best at keeping up a Facebook page, but I'm learning and trying to get the information on there. And I try to keep it updated also, and so, yeah, if you can follow along with that. As far as what races are coming up, I'll try to keep everybody informed of what's going on there.
Is there contact information if they have any questions or would like to get a hold of you?
Yep. Yeah, there is contact info on the Facebook page. It's the best way to get a hold of me there.
Johnny, thanks for all you do for sprint car racing in our area, and it's always a blast to get out to the track and watch you, and thank you for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thank you, Clayton. Thanks for all your support. It's been great, and of course, I'm just doing it for the fun of it anyway, so we're good.
Aren't we all?
Yep.
Had an accident or fender bender? Luckily, Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision are close by. The staff at Midwest Collision has years of collision repair experience under their belts. They also use state-of-the-art painting, paint matching, and repair technology to get your vehicle back on the road as soon as possible, like nothing ever happened. No job is too big or too small. Midwest Collision treats each repair with the same amount of dedication. Call the professional today at 332-2434 for all your collision repair needs. You bend them, we mend them.
Fast Shaft Drive Shafts is the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Now, under new ownership, the mission will not change. Providing drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more to racers everywhere. Call Fast Shaft today. Made by racers. Four racers. 800-622-6617.
Does your car suffer from rough idling and stalling? Does it hesitate when you take off from the traffic light? If it does, it could be due to dirty fuel injectors. Clean your car's fuel injection system with Justice Brothers Fuel Injection System Cleaner. It cleans the important parts of your fuel system and helps to restore normal operation. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Available wherever fine automotive products are sold.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsport for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Arrow Race Wheels was established on the conviction that its dedicated staff could provide higher quality wheels designed specifically to endure the tough requirements and conditions of the racing industry. Most importantly, the wheels need to be manufactured and sold, maintaining an affordable price structure. Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier steel wheel supplier, and their product line speaks for itself. Upgrade your racing game today at AeroRaceWheels.com.
Get more muscle for your money with Dixie Chopper Lawnmowers. We've been handcrafting the toughest and fastest zero-turn mowers for over 40 years. Dixie Chopper offers a full line of residential, commercial, and industrial mowers to meet every customer's needs. Visit your local Dixie Chopper dealer today or visit online at DixieChopper.com.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Chris Shevlin from Shevlin Enterprises. And Chris, one thing I hear from many people, and I actually heard it twice last week around the area, is garbage pricing. They call, they get a quote, and then when the bill comes, it's something totally different than they thought that they were getting, or they sign in for 12 months, and at the end of 12 months, they get a shock in the mail. And that's one thing. We use your service, and we enjoy the reasonable price that you do for the incredible job that you do.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. No, we try not to be, we try to be upfront with what it's going to cost, a final price on the bottom. There's no hidden charges or add-on charges. And usually if we quote a price, it's good for a year or, you know what I mean? We try and be the small town pricing.
Does a client have to sign up for weekly pickup?
No, we offer a biweekly service or once a month on certain things. And in some areas, we do offer a bag service, kind of a pay-as-you-go. They're pre-bought 10 bags, and then you just put it out when it's full.
Now, I just caught you between some major projects. You're over cleaning up after smoking and steel, and Projects. Everywhere I look, there's a dumpster and a driveway around town, whether they're remodeling, whether they're cleaning up from just accumulation, or it's a construction job. Shevlin Enterprises has dumpsters to fit everyone's needs.
Yeah, we have anything from a 2-yard temporary all the way up to a 30-yard construction box, house clean-out, garage clean-out, major remodel, demolition. We can fit the size of the job you need.
I know a lot of times when you look at a project, you're not sure what you're going to need. So if it fills up quicker than you expect, do you go back and dump the dumpster for that customer and then let them fill it up with more?
Yes. Yeah. No, that's not, that's a lot of people get a small dumpster and dump it several times, you know, just so it doesn't take up as much space.
The dedication of your drivers. I've heard a noise outside in the winter, and I looked out the window and saw your truck picking up our garbage, and I thought, man, what a day that must have been. I can't imagine some of those winter days when some of the side streets aren't plowed yet and you are out doing your route. You guys put in some major hours, but you get the job done.
Yeah, there's definitely challenging days. Yeah, you can't have every day be a sunny 70-degree day, but I'm very thankful to have some wonderful employees, many of which have been with me for multiple years. Help is really hard to find right now. I am very thankful to have some core good employees.
And Chris, I've known you for a long time, and to be a small business owner now has its challenges, and employees are one. I know you're really busy and you could actually use some more help. If somebody's
out there listening and they don't want to be stuck inside a cubicle or inside a building with no windows and they're an outside person and they're looking for a job, how can they get a hold of you, Chris?
Oh, they can call the office or stop in. We're more than happy to have them fill out an application, require a B driver's license and a clean driving record, and we can go from there.
It's also those little things that you do. I like to call it small town service. Sometimes if I forget to put my garbage can out, it'll still get picked up even if it's up by the garage. Or even at Christmas time, you went the extra mile and went around and picked up people's Christmas trees. That's super cool.
Yeah, just a little extra service. Can't guarantee that everybody's going to walk up and get it, but you know, those that forget once in a while, the drivers are pretty good about walking up and getting it if it's once in a while. Yeah, just part of, like you say, small town service.
This season, you're sponsoring a stock car class at Chateau Speedway. 2022 is the first full season for this class, and I think it's going to grow into a premier class because stock cars are just plain fun to watch.
Yeah, no, it's kind of a cool class, and I wish them, best of luck and grow in that class, and they can go out and have some fun.
Chris, you've always been a fan of the fendered car classes.
Yeah, we've always, the full fenders, the cars that are complete, but we like the A and B mods too.
Are you ever going to get back to enduro racing a little bit or getting out and having some fun, or are you way too busy now as a small business owner?
You know, it would be fun to get back into one back from like the old days, but the time constraints and, I don't foresee doing anything in the near future.
Well, I appreciate you still staying in it by being a sponsor, and I know everybody appreciates that. If they'd like to find out more about Chevlin Enterprises and get residential garbage service, or if they need a dumpster, I know you have them available. How can they get a hold of you?
Either at our phone number 507-528-9900 or Chevlin Enterprises at msn.com.
Chris, thanks for all you do, and thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
My pleasure, Clayton. It's been good to see you.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, call 455-3524.
Why should your business choose Foamcraft Packaging? It's vitally important that you select a partner in the packaging business that has capabilities to satisfy your everyday packaging needs with the versatility to take care of those projects that require special treatment. Foamcraft is large enough to tackle all your packaging requirements, yet small enough to provide individualized services to ensure quality products. Office and production positions currently available. See foamcraftpackaging.com or call them at 507-455-2893.
Hello everyone, Chad Weirs, Weirs Machine and Racing Products with another tech tip for you. One of our new products, our WM258 swivel adapter. It can go on any hood pin mount. When you want to offset mount your hood pin from your bay bar, so you can rotate it off to the side and then stand the pin back up. It allows you to put it at any different angles, so it gives you a lot of adjustability with mounting your hood pin off to the side of a bay bar to mount your hood. For more information about all of our products, find us online at weirsmachine.com. Thanks.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a Powerlift architectural door on your home or cabin. Powerlift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And as always, I'm joined by Speed the Sauce Man. And Speed, I spotted something really cool on your Facebook page, Mexican lasagna. What a great way to make up one of these in one of those aluminum to-go pans that you can take with you and reheat on the grill at the racetrack or campground.
I'll tell you what I like to do, Clayne. I use a lot of those throwaway foil pans. But I always just be on the safe side, double them, put one inside the other, because all too often when you get them full of some goodies, and about that time they'll buckle on you, and then there you're looking down in the dirt and sand at your noon meal. It's grit ready, you know. This Mexican lasagna recipe, what you do is you take one of those 10-count packages of 8-inch flour tortilla shells. Now, you can use flour or corn in this. And then 1 pound of hamburger, 1 cup cookies, premium salsa. You can either use the mild or the medium, either one. A 15-ounce can of tomato sauce. And then you can either use a package of taco seasoning. What I usually do is I just sub like a teaspoon of cookie flavor enhancer and all-purpose seasoning in place of the taco seasoning. Then a 16-ounce carton of cottage cheese, 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon of oregano, and 1.5 cups of shredded Colby Jack cheese. And what you do is you heat the oven up to 350. What's nice is you can do this ahead of time and just refrigerate it then after it's cooled down a little bit and refrigerate it. And then when you get to the track or to the picnic, all you got to do is just set the pans on the low-temp grill for half hour, and it's all warmed up, and you're good to go. First time through, I heat your oven to 350, then brown the meat and drain that first. Stir in the cookie salsa, tomato sauce, and cookie flavor enhancer or taco seasoning. Simmer it for about 5 minutes. Then in a medium bowl, mix the cottage cheese, the eggs, and oregano together, and then line like a 9 by 13 inch or one of those full-size throwaway pans with half the tortillas, and then top that with half the meat mixture. Spoon some of the cottage cheese mixture over that, and then just repeat the layers, and then top it off with the shredded cheese, and then pop it in your 350-degree oven for about 30 to 40 minutes till it's heated through real good. And then you can take it off of there and just chow down right out of the oven or cool it down and take it the next day then to the track with you and just heat it up on site on your grill and heat her back up, and you're good to go, Clayne.
Speed, for these and more great recipes, you can either check out Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings on Facebook, or you can also see your website.
Yeah, just go to our website, cookiesbbq.com. But we've also got a lot of recipes on our Facebook page, so any of them, just grab them, and if you make too much of it, why, just give Clayne or I a call, and we'll help you devour it.
Absolutely. Thanks for being with us today, Speed.
You betcha. Have a good one, Clayne. And remember, smart cookies use cookies. Napa
know-how. While it may seem hard to believe, your dad could always use more tools. And your local Napa Auto Parts store has incredible deals for dad, like a Craftsman V20 cordless brushless half-inch drill driver kit for just $119. Plus, get a free 14-piece gold oxide drill bit set by mail with purchase. Napa has plenty more Craftsman and Milwaukee tool sets on sale through June 30th, too. Napa, a proud sponsor of The Dirt Show. At participating locations, does not include taxes and fees. Advertised sale price may not be available in some states.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor. We sell tools to get the job done, and the rest of the store is just plain fun. Chainsaws, mowers, ATVs, our equipment makes your job a breeze. Our service is the best around. We mow the competition down. We fix tools that run on wheels. We even got parts for snowmobiles. You sow it, you grow it, we help you mow it, run it, or ride it. We provide it. Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Highway 218 in Blooming Prairie.
Hey, Dirt Show listeners. Need some parts for race night? How about that classic project in your shop? Wish there was a specialty auto parts store nearby? Hot Rod Hardware in West Concord is your answer. Radiators, disc brake kits, steering columns, fuel injection systems, air conditioning systems, coilover shocks, and much more. From the street to the track, Hot Rod Hardware has everything to modernize your vehicle and improve its performance. See us at hotrodhardware.com or call 507-527-1020. Hot Rod Hardware. No robots, just real people.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookie Sauces and Seasonings.
Last Wednesday night, June 1st, they were racing at Fairmont Raceway in the B-Modified A-Main. Jared Richard Baumeister over Cullen Cath. In the Hobby Stock A-Main, Dustin Gulbranson over Parker Larson. In the Modifieds, Jason Cummins over Kylie Cath. In the Stock Cars, Luke Sadoff over Chance Larson. And in the Tuners, Jaden Erickson over Brandon Hartman. Kossuth County Speedway was racing last Thursday night, June 2nd, hosting the Super Late Models in a 25-lap A-Main. Bill Layton over Jesse Sobbing. In the Modified feature, Todd Steinhardt over Austin Wolf. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Kobe Fett. In the Hobby Stocks, Mike Smith over Chris Krug. And in the Stock Cars, Troy Swearingen over Donovan Smith. KRA Speedway in Wilmer, Minnesota was also racing last Thursday night, June 2nd. In the Pier Stocks, Cody Hatch over Michael Brockman. In the Modifieds, Jonathan Olmscheid over Shane Zabraski. In the Midwest Mods, Brandon Merworth over Ashley Merworth. In the Mod 4s, Tyler Larson over Dean Larson. In the Super Stocks, Jacob Knepper over Gary Hussman. In the Street Stocks, it was Taylor Garbrick over Justin Vogel. And in the Hornets, Joe Martin over Justin Sklitsky. Murray County Speedway in Slayton was racing last Friday night, June 3rd. In the Bombers, Jerry Koopman over Kent Miller. In the Sport Compacts, Nate Koopman over Katie DeVries. In the Hobby Stocks, Malik Sampson over Eric Gillette. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Braden Ehlers. In the Stock Cars, Jeffrey Larson over Jake Bruns. And in the Modifieds, Cole Bentz over Jesse Rogotsky. I-94 Speedway had a doubleheader both Friday and Saturday night. Last Friday night, June 3rd, in the Short Trackers, Sean Beto over Hunter Golay. In the Late Models, Travis Sauer over Ben Wolden. In the Midwest Mods, Cody Lee over Preston Carr. In the Modified A-Main, Travis Sauer over Don Eichens. In the Street Stocks, Ryan Sater over Justin Vogel. And in the Super Stocks, Shane Zabraski over Jack Caranda. Night 2 at I-94 Speedway, Saturday night, June 4th, in the Late Models, Travis Sauer over Ben Wolden. In the Short Trackers, Sean Beto over Zach Court. In the Midwest Modifieds, Cody Lee over Brendan Blazek. In the Modifieds, Landon Atkinson over Dan Ebert. In the Stock Cars, Ryan Sater over Parker Anderson. In the Super Stocks, Shane Zabraski over Dexton Cook. And in the Late Model A-Main, Jeff Manzingill over Cole Schill. Chateau Speedway was racing last Friday night, June 3rd. In the Pier Stocks, Andrew Eichens over Jack Paulson. In the USRA B-Mods, Michael Johnson over Cullen Cath. In the Modifieds, Jason Cummins over Ryan Wettstein. In the Hornets, Daniel Bonefled over Troy Johnson. In the Midwest Modifieds, Colby Cath over Travis Underdahl. And in the Stock Cars, Joe Schmidt over Travis Shipman. Mississippi Thunder Speedway was running last Friday night, June 3rd. In the Hobby Stock A-Main, Nick Schwabach over Steve Larson. In the USRA B-Mods, Sean Walski over Zach Brom. In the Modifieds, Jake Tim over Jeremy Nelson. And in the Dirt King Late Models A-Main, Jake Tim over Justin Ritchie. Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa was racing last Friday night, June 3rd. In the Modified A-Main, Cody Connect over Kelly Shryock. In the Sport Mods, Alec Fett over Colby Fett. In the Stock Cars, Kelly Shryock over Troy Swearingen. In the Hobby Stocks, Luke Shelter over Brandon Nielsen. In the Sport Compacts, Jade Lang over Lucas Parsons. And in the Outlaw Mini Mod A-Main, Ben Krause over Michael Bryant. Knoxville Raceway was celebrating last Saturday night. The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction ceremonies went on during the day, and at night, when a checkered flag fell in the 410 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, it was Linton Jeffries over Josh Higday. In the 360 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Terry McCarl parks it in Victory Lane again over Clint Garner. And in the Pro Series A-Main, Scotty Johnson over Jeff Wilkie. Worthington Speedway was racing last Saturday night, June 4th. In the Bombers, Evan Shelter over Kent Miller. In the Outlaw Mini Mods, Ben Krause over Logan Brown. In the Hobby Stocks, Jaden Strandberg over Aaron Betts. In the Modifieds, Jesse Rogotsky over Don Juratin Jr. In the Sport Mods, Taylor Johnson over Dylan Ricks. In the Sport Compacts, Katie DeVries over Jason Bolt. And in the Stock Car A-Main, Dustin Larson over Justin Lunenberg. Arlington Raceway was racing last Saturday night, June 4th, in the IMCA Hobby A-Main. Corey Probst over Chad Volk in the Sport Compacts. Nate Koopman over Nick McConnell in the Outlaw Hobby A-Main. Carl Hewitt Jr. over Rodney Manthey in the Sport Mods. Matthew Loaf over Zach Davis in the Race Seaver Sprint Car A-Main. Owen Carlson over Trevor Service in the Stock Cars. Dan McInthun over Josh Larson. And in the Modifieds, it was Dan Menk over Trent Loverud. And Granite City Motor Park was running last Sunday night in the Street Stocks. Caden Woody over Braden Brower in the Hornets. Johnston over Justin Sklitsky in the Midwest Modifieds. Zach Benson over Jake Smith in the Mod 4s. Landon Rant over Dick Slovic in the Modifieds. Shane Sabraski over Dennis Check. And in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Dexton Cook.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.